The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, the way that Bhikkhu Bodhi, his translation of this, is this, these steps of breathing, the word he uses for, is tranquilizing the bodily formations, tranquilizing the mental formations, tranquilizing the activities of the body, and tranquilizing the activities of the mind. It could also be called, translated as calming, or bringing to peace. And one of the important elements with any kind of tranquil or calming effect is to maintain, to not be soothed by that too much, not to kind of lose a certain kind of good sense of energy or alertness. And we can get too calm and kind of start slumping over and the mind drifts a lot. And so one of the good things about the joy factors of meditation is that it's very energizing. You feel a lot of good energy. And as the energetic qualities of meditation settle down, become more peaceful, it's important that there's a sense of an energy that feels kind of clear, or clean, or crisp in some ways, that we're still there, present, that we're not leaning too much into kind of sinking feeling in the body. Sometimes a sense of being energized can be almost invisible because you're neither over-energized or under-energized, just kind of there. But the idea of calming has to be very done carefully so we don't over-calm or over kind of have the sinking kind of energy feeling. But as we kind of let go or calm or relax these different qualities, I think it's helpful to have a sense that you're relaxing into something wonderful. It's not just simply for the sake of relaxing for relaxing's sake. It isn't just simply you're letting go for the sake of letting go, because it's good to let go. But we don't just let go of something, we also let go into something. So we let go of our fear, we let go into peace or courage. We let go of our anger, and we let go into maybe love, kindness. Let go of our hostility, and let go of our desire, and we let go into maybe generosity or something. But there's always a kind of letting go into something. So as meditation deepens, there's this letting go process that is supported by relaxation. There is relaxation that's supported by letting go. And both of them are meant to help us to settle into some place that feels deeply satisfying, deeply right, deeply at peace, or deeply at home. And so there's also letting go into something. And sometimes that's associated with being still. There's a wonderful stillness that can happen in meditation, that it's not the stillness of being held or frozen or prevented from speaking or acting in the world, but a kind of stillness that comes from being so really at ease, content, relaxed, soft. And the analogy that the tradition gives for very deep kind of peace, stillness, is a person. This is in India, where it's hot and dusty, I suppose. And so a person comes to a refreshing pool of water and goes bathes in this pool of water. It gets completely clean. All the pores are clean and vibrant and nice. And the body feels kind of purified and refreshed through all this hot weather, dusty weather. And then the person comes out of that bath completely refreshed, content, at ease. And the person wraps themselves in a brand new, clean, white cotton blanket, cloth. And that sense of being kind of enveloped in this very soft to touch, cozy kind of sheet, where no part of your body isn't in touch with that wonderful, soft, clean feeling that can be there. So that analogy is sometimes given for being deeply settled, deeply at peace, deeply still in meditation. It has that kind of wonderful feeling. So with that, Why don't you take a meditation posture? Gently close your eyes and gently let your attention become inward, entering into your being, perhaps as you exhale, lowering yourself into your body like you're lowering yourself into a cool or into a refreshing pool of water. And maybe imagine yourself enveloped in a clean white cotton sheet. Makes you feel safe, nicely contained, soft. Perhaps a sense of being in this soft bubble of your immediate experience. Removed from external events and sounds and activities, close in with yourself, content, at ease and happy. And in the midst of it all, there's the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Letting that breathing be at the center of it all. Expanding and contracting. Trusting yourself with your breathing, and trusting yourself with breathing. Perhaps aware of the three-dimensional quality of breathing in and breathing out, the fullness of it. and staying close in, intimate with yourself here and now, content, breathing in and breathing out. See if you cannot let yourself get troubled by anything, even if it feels uncomfortable. Just let all things be. Just riding the waves of breath. And then with a light touch, relax your body. Whatever holding there might be. And relax the mental activity, relax the thinking muscle. Breathing in and breathing out, letting go into some sense of stillness within. Maybe a stillness that's deep within the experience of breathing. Stillness that surrounds the breathing moves through the stillness. breathing in and breathing out, relaxing any movement towards liking or disliking. Liking and disliking are activities of the mind. Those activities can be softened, relaxed, let go of. Allowing yourself to be with the stillness within that is okay with whatever way things are. Breathing in, breathing out. And then in the last couple of minutes of the sitting, see how naturally still, easefully still you can be, right in the middle of it all, middle of breathing in and breathing out, and everything else.